America is waiting for a message of some sort or another.
Again, the world is watching.
Hi, this is your old pal JR coming to you from the garage again. Thanks for showing. Sit back and relax. It's going to be a ride.
What happened to George W. Bush? I've just been wondering when someone will stand up and say that it's America, not America. Hell, I'm from Texas, and I don't pronounce it America. What happened to George W. Bush? I don't know that cephalopod that's on the podium. I don't get it. Where did the man go? Is it like in the Day of the Triffids where the aliens came down and planted a pod and that pod blossomed into a wannabe team?
Can you turn that down a little bit?
What down?
Move back off the thing.
Now then,
thank you.
Can we do this, please?
I got Vietnam itis of the earlobe.
I was just thinking of that. You know
what?
Vietnam, Brazil.
Vietnam itis of the earlobe.
Not of the earlobe. That's
because where's the front of your mic? The mic's right here. I moved it this way. I'm in front of the emblem right here.
ICBMs. Right.
Okay.
And all aimed at the Capitol Tower.
Made in Western Germany.
Oh my God.
It's Italian, isn't it?
Keep that in mind as I share this taped excerpt with you. And the tape of what we've got is about to come up. They sing backwards in human voices. In the lyrics of the song, they sing
crawling on your hands and knees.
And also they say
I think I know your name.
This is where the subliminal message comes in that we've been talking about in the previous interview. The subliminal message is a satanic message that was put on their records in reverse. Now mind you, it made sense on both sides. It wasn't a bunch of garble on one side and played it in reverse and it made sense. It made sense on both sides. They sang in human voices in reverse.
I'm an anti-class.
Then they sing in reverse now.
And he's the brother.
The message that they have all together that they wanted you to hear in a subliminal way on the back or in reverse was this.
I'm an anti-class. And he's the brother.
Listen to it as they sing their message together.
Red rum, red rum, red rum, boom! Red rum, red rum, red rum!
to tell him no. Look at the flock, they're all in shock. Here comes that mutton fan. Knock out the fleece, give them some peace. Don't be a bondo man, no. Dirty deeds
done with sheep.
Dirty deeds,
little Bo Peep.
Dirty deeds
done with sheep.
Dirty deeds and they're done with sheep. And they're done with sheep.
Velcro gloves, knee pads, late night dates.
Done with sheep.
Warning signs, electric fences. High voltage.
Done with sheep.
Dirty deeds.
Don't tell them what I've done to you.
Done with sheep.
Quiet, girls. I think the shepherd's coming.
What kind of rat bastard psychotic would play that song right now at this moment?
Yeah, you gotta fetch your tortillas, so you better wash some nasty old hands of yours.
They're gonna tell them where they can.
Or where they're going.
I wonder where they're going. Where
they've been,
I'm worried about. Going to hell, that's where my hands are.
Going to hell, going to hell. Can't be much worse than this place. I bet it can.
Maybe a little bit.
A little?
It might be a little hotter.
Maybe one will take some swim shorts with us.
I don't need a fire suit, man. Bury me in a fire suit. You know what I'm gonna do when I get buried instead of a suit? I'm gonna have to put me in one of them lava catching suits. They're gonna be like, well, what the hell's he? He's got plans. He made plans.
What do you think? The devil would think he's funny if you showed up with an inner tube?
Where's them bubbling springs at?
Hey, I come for the dip. Y'all go, did he get skinny dipping around here, don't you?
Whose love is free?
Shit. Show up with an inner tube pair of sunglasses.
And one of the little fans that squirts water.
I've been waiting for this.
Hey, man. No kidding.
It's pretty damn good.
I hear y'all got
parties. Oh, my beer stays cold down here for a while.
Where's the girl? Isn't this where you go to have 200 virgins?
Yeah, like that, you know, that guy goes to hell and got guys. You know that joke that says, you like drinking beer? Boy, I love drinking beer. Boy, you gonna love Mondays. We can drink all the beer we want. You like smoke dope? Oh, yeah, I like smoke dope. Man, you gonna love Tuesdays. We can smoke all the dope we want. You like to have sex? Oh, I love having sex. Naked women on Wednesdays, all you want. You like cocaine? Yeah, cocaine. Boy, you gonna love Thursdays. You gonna love Thursdays. That's all the coke you want. You like to take it up the ass? No, boy, you gonna hate Fridays. Pick out a pineapple, Hitler.
I gotta get you that sound sample of Charlie.
Yeah, because we gotta do that.
Charlie's a trip. See if I can do Charlie. Charlie talks kind of like, he almost talks like Johnny Cash kind of. He's kind of got this crazy voice.
Got it broken up.
Mm-hmm, it's broken.
Is
like
it
that.
My turn?
He goes, you don't know who you're dealing with. I'm the king of hell. You're gonna love me when I get to your back door.
I'm sure leave a light on for you. And a Rottweiler in the yard.
I'll show up and sing a song. You know he did that. You know he actually did music.
Yeah, he was a musician. Or
did you know he actually met and did music with Brian Wilson?
That's about right.
And Brian Wilson, after about 3 months of him, went, I think you're crazy. You gotta go. There's only room for one crazy here.
He met Brian Wilson and he went and put a swastika on his head, probably.
No, he didn't do that till he was in prison. Brian probably went
There's only room for go sell crazy somewhere else. We're all booked up here.
Yeah, go sell crazy somewhere else. What's that off of?
It's as good as it gets.
Yeah, go sell crazy somewhere else. We're all booked up here.
We're stocked up here, he said. Yeah, because you know, Wilson had a problem, man. He went nuts.
Yeah.
Brian Wilson did.
He was a loser.
He did a lot of drugs, man. He did way more than his share. He spent 4 years in the bed. Did you know that?
Man, I could do that.
He spent 4 years in the bed.
I spend 20 hours in the bed, and I'm like, man, why do I ever get out of it? But you gotta pee.
No. You do like the, you know what the height of laziness is, Theo?
What?
Can you shit the bed and kick it out with your foot?
I'll pick that up in the morning. Shit. Whatever.
Whatever, huh? Just kick it out with your foot. Well,
I wouldn't. I guess I'd have a little more energy. I'd probably at least pull the covers up and stick my ass off the side of the bed.
Now, the way you are, you'd probably have one of those little water guns that you squirt and make a little ball roll down the hill, and it flips a trigger and the covers roll up, and then a little roller comes out and drags the dirt off for you. Then it flips up. It flips a, you know, like a mouse trap, and the beam goes flying there, hits another button, and the covers come back down.
I'd just keep a shop vac beside the bed.
Shop vac.
Wet or dry shop vac.
You have a hole in the bed. You just position yourself so during the night, just drop it out.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure. Flip the switch. Suck the turd right out.
When them beds are parks. Remember that old fucking show? It's fucking hilarious. Can I do it till I need glasses? Just a bunch of comedy skits, right? Mm-hmm. This Indian chief bows, and he goes to the building where the Indian affairs used to be, right? And they were kicking him off his land, but there's a doctor's office there now. He tells them, bows, no move. So they give me some medicine. So he takes the medicine, come back, bows, still no move. So they give me more medicine, and at a third trip, he's exhausted. He's like, bows move. He said, your bows move? He says, bow's gotta move, TP bully shit.
I never heard that one. Stupid is as stupid does.
Mama like says it. When you're stupid, you're stupid. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, not all Texans are stupid, but damn sight most of them are.
People in general, though. Mm-hmm. A bunch of dumb.
Get out on 635 and we'll figure it out real quick.
Yeah, that driving's a part of it. Man, I mean, there's some bad drivers. Go down Houston's real bad.
You either got them where they need to get out and get their fucking milk stool and milk it, or they're going to run clean up your ass.
Yeah, there ain't no in between, mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. You try to drive in between and you get stuck behind all the slow pokes and you're moving in and out, and then all these people flying by you. Look, what are you doing? Hey!
And you figure out real damn
quick. Doing the speed limit here.
You figure out real damn quick why they own them damn Dodge trucks, too. And you dodge them motherfuckers all the way home.
Ram it.
Oh, shit. There's
the Dodge ram. He's going to ram me. Dodge him.
Fuckers, man, are crazy. You heard a penis envy? They got pickup envy down here.
That's my pickup.
Pick you up off the damn pavement. What's left of you?
I got some stuff back over there I need to ask John about. He's going to be here on Monday.
Where'd John go?
Johnny, I always hung Johnny. Jeffrey, Mikey.
Kenny. I
always did a little boy name.
Really do
on
the
Theo.
No. Thick,
Huxtable. Remember that? We called him Hux. When he first came here, Jeff would go, oh, Hux in there.
I don't know what that H stands for, but I think it's Huxtable. I'm sure. I'm going to look for his daddy.
I'm the Jell-O. Green cherry.
Green Jell-O.
The Jell-O. He gets a spooky. The Jell-O.
The Jell-O. Wrong. I told Bill I had to go to the smile. I thought the Bill wasn't that good rock the other day. I told him, I said, boy, you ain't going to college.
Come on, baby. Boy, that sucker's a piece of work. When he ain't pissing off a lot of people, he's pissing off his own kind. You ever follow some of the shit he says?
Oh, yeah.
That son of a bitch is crazy, man. They might as well just stand up there and go.
He said some good things, though.
They deserve a race. I
shot a man in the
room. They might as well just stand up there and go, all you niggers need to get your shit together. Get it over with, you know. Why try and
stop complaining.
Why try and talk to them intellectually, man? Just talk to them on their level. Look, brah.
You're fucked up.
You own the college. He's a firm believer in that college.
Who?
The guy that sells the Jell-O.
Bill Cosby. Oh, yeah, they can go for free. Go under their skin.
Yeah.
Well, African American scholars.
All we can do is golf.
The only way, we can get a scholarship of this is not enough black.
We ought to bring up some liability release forms for hunting trips with Dick Cheney. Bring them up. You gotta fill this out first.
Is it over with already?
Yeah.
I didn't even get to eat the damn fruit.
Eat it.
Yeah, I'll take it to my room.
I'm just gonna go to my room.
Shit. Come together right
now over me. You recall a description of a person having hair down to his knees. After dying, a person continues to have nail and hair growth, since hair and nails contain protein which continues to grow. The song continues, he wear no shoeshine, a barefoot person like Paul on the Abbey Road cover. He played toe jam football, rugby, which Paul played quite well. He got monkey finger, skinny and bony like a skeleton's. Also, I know you, you know me, come together. Come together. According to the theorists, Paul singing from his grave.
I live my life. It's only right. 'Cause I can't live your life for you. I'm satisfied, feeling high, 'cause I found out just what to do. Oh, you can bet I never let the things I get the best of me. When I get blue, here's what I do, and so can you. It is no mystery when you sing. La, la di da, like que sera, sera, whatever. La di da, la di da, all you got to say. Don't need to cry. No reason why is ever good enough for me. We can take a walk, just laugh and talk. Whatever's going to be, will be. And when it rains, I don't complain. I'm like a train, I just keep rolling on. Sometimes you lose, you blow a fuse. You're not immune to what's been going on. Sing along. La, la-dee-da. Say is la-di-da. And when you're down, it can't be found. Turn it around, you know the remedy. Cut some slack, don't look back, cause it's a fact. It will be okay when you say la, la-di-da. Like hey, sirrah, sirrah, whatever. La-di-da, la-di-da. All you got to say. Let it out.